Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome. Today is Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023. It's so weird to say. My name's Jeremy.
This is my first cup.
Who's here? I want to say good morning to Andy and Tommy and Benjamin and Frank and Jenny and Mark and all the rest of you out there, whether you're watching live later or listening. Thank you for coming by. Welcome to the new year. It's our first show of 2023. It feels like it was not that long ago that I was doing a similar show, welcoming you to 2022. The year went fast. Talked to a number of people who said the same thing. 2022 just felt like it went so fast. And I'm hopeful that 2023 is a little bit slower. I want to be able to enjoy it. Not that I didn't enjoy 2022, but I want to be able to take it easy. Good morning, Dennis. Good morning, Kelly. Kelly says, already had my first cup of coffee at home. Don't want airport coffee. Well, where are you flying out of? Because if you're flying out of Burlington, I think you only have one option this time of day, and it's terrible. Well, I shouldn't say it's terrible. It's not that great. If Skinny Pancakes open, you're good. Good morning, Liz. So I know a number of you are involved in the Whistlekick 30-Day Challenge. I hope that's going well for you. I am really, really pleased. I took a quick look at Facebook. I saw so many people posting the complete graphics, the completed challenge graphics from day one, and that made me really happy. I'm still dialing in a couple things. This is the first time we've done anything like this. So what's caused a little bit of a disconnect was making sure people got a welcome email right away with some things to think about so they could prepare, which I think is kind of important. But then also getting the emails out on day one, which, as most of you know, didn't go the way it was supposed to. Because I thought I understood how the system worked, and it sent out the second email as soon as I activated it. Not the next day at the time that I thought it was going to, which means day two's email went out at 1 a.m. because I got up at 1 a.m. so I could hit go. I think I have to do that one more time tomorrow, and then I should be good. And then it should be work indefinitely. Frank says, is it cold? Yes. Yes, it cooled off overnight. We had a few days of 40 and 50. And it was really maybe not great for the snow and for the ski mountains, but I warmed up and that was kind of nice. But here we are, it's back in the mid 20s again. Jenny says, need today's email. It should have already been out. It came through for me. Andy says, awesome challenge. Thank you so much. And I just, you know, I kind of like being cozy. You know, I got a blanket on my legs and just sitting here and drinking my tea. It's not a bad way to start the day. Not super cold, but it did feel cold when I got up. The house was really cold. My thermostat, I have a Google Nest thermostat thing. I don't know why I just set thermostat that way. And it keeps changing the overnight temperature. It's like we're in a competition for who can set it lower. It was 52 in my house when I woke up. So it was cold, but it has warmed up. What happened since I talked to you? When did I talk to you? Friday morning. It's Tuesday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So it's been 4 days. 4 days since I talked to you. So much has happened. Did a bunch of training on Friday. We recorded an episode, a fun episode. Saturday recorded an episode. Did New Year's Eve Saturday night with a number of friends, some of whom You know, in fact, one of you is in the chat. So here's the thing. I got people saying stuff about email. I can't control it any more than I already do. I hit go on the email, they go out. If you get it, you get it. If you don't get it, all I can say is look at your spam. Look, if you use Gmail, there's the promotions folder and other folders. It may not be in the same place each time. The fact that some of you are getting it and others aren't, there's nothing I can do about that at this time. I'm sorry. I don't even know what I would do. What else can you do? I don't know. Sorry. I'll give you your money back. What else? What else happened the weekend? So New Year's Eve, had a really good time, ate a bunch of food that I don't normally eat, and I woke up the next day and my body went, "Hey, what's going on?" So, but I've started to catch back up on sleep. Went to the gym briefly yesterday. I ended up working on flexibility because I just my head was just feeling a little bit hungover, honestly. Probably as much from food as anything else. And put together a new side table over there, cleaned up the house, did some dishes, just kind of got ready for the week. Did a ton of meal prep. Cooked very like a 10-pound turkey breast. That came off a big bird, gotta say. So Tommy says, yes, Google threw it in the promotions folder, even after moving it twice. Jenny says, I'll check again after the show. Maybe went to the promotions folder. If I still don't have it, I'll reach out to someone. Mine is in my other folder, but I got it. Yeah. It could be anywhere. Don't know what the rules are on why it goes to one place and not the other. Can't help you on that. So what's going on today? Well, today we're going to talk about yesterday's podcast episode. But today I've got a few meetings. My Monday stuff either got canceled or moved to today. It's not going to be a super heavy day. Something that's been going on lately. I'm going to be really clear with you all. There are little things that I used to do that I'm not doing anymore that are less of a priority. And here's the best example. Every Wednesday I had scheduled, I was going to go into the Martial Arts Radio Facebook group and post something. Often it's a poll. My schedule is full of dozens of little things like that. And they've been stealing attention and stealing focus from things that matter more, like putting together a challenge like this. I mean, which moves the company forward more? This 30-day challenge or me posting in a Facebook group once a week? It's the challenge. I've also got another big thought that came out of doing this challenge, something I'm going to be working on over the next couple of weeks to give you a follow-up option if you want to do something else after the challenge. And I'm excited for it. But in order to work on that exciting stuff, I have to make room on my plate. So you might find me a little less, you might find me around a bit less. Just figured I'd throw that out there to you. So yesterday we dropped an episode because we drop an episode every Monday. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is. Doesn't matter what day it is. Doesn't matter if it's a holiday. There we go. Words, fighting for words. Yesterday's episode was with Mike Stone. If you know your martial arts history, you know who Mike Stone is. You know that he was an incredible competitor. He was around in the era of Bill Wallace and Chuck Norris and did some absolutely incredible things and took us some time. I tried for a while, it didn't work out. Lessie tried, didn't work out. Andrew tried, got it worked out. So big shout out to Andrew. And I talked to him a few weeks ago. And it was awesome. I had a wonderful time. And that episode dropped yesterday. Now, if you didn't listen to it, I don't know if it's in video. Maybe somebody can confirm for me. Oh, pardon. Whether you listen or watch, it is an incredible episode. So much fun. Not likely what you would expect. If you know Mike Stone, it's probably what you expect. But if you don't know him, and I didn't know him until, but it did put some pieces together for me, the bits that I did know. And, oh, okay. Now I got it. Now I'm with you. We're on track. But I think it came out really well. I was excited when Andrew listened to it, because Andrew gets to listen to everything before it goes public because it's his job, but he also gets to. Pulling back my train of thought, he said it was, what was the word he used? So it blew his mind, which I shared with Mike. So it's good stuff. Liz says, woo, thank you, Andrew. Tommy says, it's what I expected. Tommy must know a bit about Mike Stone. What else? I think that's it on the Whistle Kick side. There are a bunch of other things that I've got to take care of around apparel and whatever. I have to pull down the dragon hoodie, the custom dragon hoodie, because I'm so done making custom colors. I love you all, but oh, it's a pain in the butt. It's a pain in the butt. And then there's some other things that we're going to do with clothes and stuff. And there's supposed to be sparring gear landing at some point. It's probably just going to show up in my driveway one day, and I'll get an email from the factory saying, your sparring gear is there. Thanks. Notice would have been nice. All right. What else? So Frank sent over some stuff. So let's dig into that. I want to thank Frank for all the work that he does on the show. I want to thank Josh for a theme song and Denise for her work getting the audio feed going. Frank says, at first when I saw the YouTube thumbnail on Monday, I thought it was David Hasselhoff. They do have a similarly shaped face. I'll give you that. Personality-wise, I suspect they couldn't be more different. I see you, Dennis. Dennis has just given Twitch some chat love today. I still watch the show over here. Not so much that I'm watching it, but try to keep the numbers up. Oh yeah, so this is what we're gonna do. Liz says, ha, dragon hoodies are retiring. And Benjamin says, are we talking about Baywatch or Knight Rider, David Hasselhoff? That's a great question. Kelly's asking for custom unicorn or Pegasus hoodies. If somebody can show me a design for a unicorn or a Pegasus that you all would actually wear, and I don't mean like two of you, I mean a bunch of you, we can make it happen. To me, a Pegasus and a unicorn just screams like 1989, and it's always rainbows, and that is I've made some rainbow colored sort of things over the years, and they do not sell well. Is it this one? Should be this one. So today, or rather yesterday, if we want to be technical about it, was World Introvert Day. How many of you are introverts? I am an extroverted introvert. I play an extrovert on TV. Kind of literally, right? I have always been an introvert, but that's actually been changing. As I get older and I make different choices and want different things from my life, I'm finding that being an introvert doesn't work for that. For example, I don't make very many new friends sitting at home. I love you all, but sometimes contact with real people in the real world is nice. And that doesn't happen when I stay home. I have to leave. So I've gotten better at that. Jenny says, introverts unite separately in our own homes. There's a bunch of you saying that you are introverts. Stacy says, I'm so introverted, like really lopsided. Well, if you are happy, that is what matters. I will say that it is possible to change that. Just as it's possible to change just about anything else about your personality. Don't allow labels to become your identity. You are more than that. You are more than an introvert or an extrovert or an extroverted, introverted something. You are you. Cut off your arm, cut off your leg, you're still you. You're more than your body. You're more than your thoughts. If you stop thinking, you're still you. You go to sleep, you're not thinking so much, you're still you. Thus, you can be whoever you want to be. Doesn't mean it's easy, but you can do it. Kelly says that she's introverted. Hold on. Kelly says she's introverted, except in martial arts situations, and she's wearing her belt. I bet that explains quite a few of us. Tommy says he's introverted until 10 a.m. and after 9 p.m. Frank says, in some ways, I think the martial arts lends itself to more reflective, introspective people. I would agree with that. Because I think for most of us, the ability to work on our own stuff and develop who we are as a martial artist is valuable. We don't have to worry about other people telling us what to do or how to do. Well, we have our instructors, but you know what I mean, right? We're not on a team. It's not, okay, we're running this play. And thought becomes more and more relevant as we progress. So Stacy, you're proving my point here. She says, it's not just the label. After anything with lots of people, I need a couple of days to de-people. Now, put a camera in my hand, I run the world and we'll do crazy things. The physical camera doesn't change who you are. So it's a label. I'm not saying that being around people doesn't require energy and that some of us have different energetic needs, but there's still choice. Yeah. All right. So let me read some stuff about World Introvert Day, and I'll let you all keep chiming in and chatting with each other about introversion and how it shows for you. Frank sent over a bunch of stuff. Skimming. In a world where extroversion is the dominant force that plays in the spotlight, with 60% or more of the population claiming the label of extrovert, introversion takes place behind the scenes. As a result, being an introvert doesn't mean that people can't function in society. It just has to do with how the person is able to recharge their batteries. And so World Introvert Day is a day dedicated to honoring the people who keep the world going a little differently. Enjoy a day of resting up. After several weeks of parties and holiday celebrations, this would be the perfect day for an introvert to spend some time alone. I did. I spent a bunch of time home alone, cooking food. Get comfy at home, curl up on the sofa, and read a book. Here's a question, and I'm curious. How many of you call it a sofa? How many of you call it a couch? Is that a regional difference? I've only ever called it a couch. I'm certainly aware of the term sofa. Do some self-care routines, like taking a hot bath or enjoying some spa treatments. or spend some time hanging out with pets, as animals don't often require much in the way of conversation. Give an introverted friend a break. This is a great day for those extroverted people to try to be respectful of introverts. One study performed in the UK showed that 9 out of 10 people in the workplace felt pressure to behave in an extroverted manner. So for those who are not an introvert but do know one, take this day as an opportunity to be a better friend, family member, or coworker. Release some of that pressure and let the introverts simply be themselves.
Ooh, pardon
me and my yawnings. And I'll check back in the chat before I keep going. Zed says there's a great book called Quiet about the power of introversion and introspection. Kelly says, I have a recliner. Well, yeah, but that's neither a couch nor a sofa. Right? You got Love Seat, which is like a small couch. All right, back to the words. I'll move this over here. A great many misconceptions abound regarding introverts. Here are some interesting things about introverts that would be ideal to consider and share on World Introvert Day. Introverts aren't shy. Many people think introverts are shy or have social anxiety, but that's simply not true. It's not in every case. Instead, it's all about how they recharge. Extroverts recharge by being with other people, and introverts need more time alone to get their juices flowing again. I find value in both. I find there's a different energy for each. Yeah, that's something I'm going to consider more. Introverts can be very confident. Simply because they need to fill up their tanks alone doesn't mean introverts don't work with confidence and strength in everyday life. In fact, many famous artists, politicians, scientists, and other great thinkers are known to be introverts. Introverts like to socialize just like everyone else. Some of them enjoy people very much, but they get tired after having too much people time. Some introverts love diving deep into one-on-one conversations, but prefer to avoid big crowds. However, some introverts are excellent public speakers and make great social butterflies. They just need to monitor their internal resources more carefully. Good morning to you, Josh. And our last thought on introversion today. Introverts use the parasympathetic side of their nervous system more. This is simply the side of the nervous system that activates rest, subdued relaxation, downtime, or contemplation. The other side, the sympathetic side, is the part required for full throttle movement and engagement with others. Josh says, fellow introvert here. It's a lot of you. It's definitely more than the 40% we would assume based on that statistic that I read towards the beginning. I think information like this is helpful to better understand ourselves. Where I think it becomes problematic is when we identify so strongly with a label. And think of all the labels. I am this, I am that. I am, could be everything from emotion to political party to any of these other things, to introversion, extroversion. Be careful of labels. Labels very quickly become identity. Identity becomes difficult to shift from and change. And remember, you can't have growth without change. If you want to be the best version of yourself, it will often, I'm not going to say always, often, nearly always, require at least temporarily setting down labels. There are so many cases in which labels do not serve us. If you found people who had never heard the term introvert versus extrovert, doesn't mean that who they are doesn't come through. But when we consider that we're all a little different, right? If we were to find some way to accurately score introversion versus extroversion, and we were to carry it out 100 decimal places, what's the chance that any of us are exactly the same? Virtually zero. And yet, we use a very simple single word to identify. And that means we're the same as somebody else, even though we're not. So I want you to be careful of that. Jenny says, one of the most difficult aspects of transition to stay-at-home mom, absolutely zero time to myself. There's always a tiny human following me around. Introverted nightmare, but I'm learning to adjust as needed, right? But if you said, I can't do this, I'm an introvert, that would be a challenge. Frank says, one of my sisters is an extrovert. She has two little ones as well. Even she craves time alone. I think we all need it. Even the most, I can't imagine that even the most extroverted people don't appreciate some time alone once in a while. And I can't imagine that introverts don't also value being around other people, assuming we haven't crossed into some kind of condition like agoraphobia or something, right? No two people are the same. No two people believe the exact same thing, even on any subject. And I find labels to be, in many cases, at least many, artificially restrictive. That's not in karate. Says who? The person who taught you karate? Well, that's really, you know, that's a taekwondo thing. Okay, but why does it have to remain that? Well, because I do karate. And? Taekwondo comes from a karate. What's your next argument? Well, you know, that's really the, I don't do that because that, you know, that's like a BJJ thing. So what? Is it valuable? Does it look fun? Would you learn something from it? Would it help you in some way? Then do it. We do this in martial arts too. We let our identity as this, that, or the other define things that really don't need to be defined. I look at different martial arts as languages, not Chinese, Japanese, Korean, but just ways to look at movement. There's a lot of detail, and as you get further and further in rank and experience and skill, those differences become more difficult to find. Show me somebody who's been training in different style, you know, give me three people who've trained in different styles of karate for 40, 50 years. I'm probably gonna have a harder time outside of forms knowing what style they trained. But you show me those same three people in their first year, I'm gonna have an easier time. Josh says, when I was a kid, I never would have guessed that I have difficult conversations with strangers for a living and host a podcast, again, with people I often do not know. I still find it exhausting, if too much, but it is something I've grown into over the years. And recording the podcast is a great example for me. One of the big challenges when we went from recording any Tuesday to every third Tuesday was we really need at least three, we're trying to get four interviews every single time. Well, that's somewhere between 4 and 6 hours of me being on with these people. That's a lot. It's a lot of work. As someone who is primarily an introvert in that way, someone who does not take so much energy from that experience, but contributes energy to that experience, the end of the day, I am usually swamped, smoked. There we go. I'm fried. I'm tired, exhausted. but I've gotten better at figuring out how to recharge quickly. And some of those ways involve actually not being introverted, to go out and to choose to do things on my own around other people. That's kind of the best balance for me. To be in public, but doing my own thing alone. That's really helpful. Because there's a nice energy being around other people. I like it. It says, I agree. I feel like people started labeling me extroverted before I could define who I am. And that started creating a label that I stuck with for a while. It didn't really serve a good purpose in my life. So, here's a challenge to go with your other challenge if you're doing it. The next time you catch yourself saying I am or I am not, take a moment and think about it. Did you make that decision or did somebody else? Are you being completely accurate or are you using a label in place of something that requires far more complexity? We often use labels dismissively. Oh, he's just, she's just, that's just, that's only, yeah, but when we do that about people, remember how it feels when someone says that about you. We're all complex individuals. We may not have the knowledge or even the time to describe someone in a complex way, but that doesn't mean that being dismissive in our labeling of them is beneficial. And we're going to end with Gad's comment here because I really like this. You are both extro as well as introvert. An egg cannot be an egg with just the white and the yolk or just the shell. Brilliant. I hope you have a great day. If you haven't, please go back and check out yesterday's episode of Martial Arts Radio with Mike Stone. If you are doing the 30-day challenge, I think that's awesome. I look for any feedback that you have. I love that so many of you are posting the completed graphics on social media. That makes me really happy. Please continue to do that. It is my hope that that will inspire other people to jump in and do it. I was scrolling through Facebook quickly this morning, and three or four of you in a row came up just with the same image. It was really cool. So keep doing it. Feel free to encourage other people to do it. And now that you're starting to get into it and you see the complexity, doesn't require much martial arts experience. So go ahead and give that a whirl. If you want to support us in our mission to connect, educate, and entertain traditional martial artists of the world, here are the three big things. Join the Patreon for as little as $2 a month. You would have known Mike Stone was coming, but it goes up from there and the value is there. I got an email the other day. Three of you are getting merch. There's a print, and I think the other two are getting stickers. Custom stuff that we, not custom, but exclusive stuff that we don't have elsewhere. You can use the code, That's not the one I wanted. That one stays on and this one goes up. That's what we were doing. Don't forget the code FIRSTCUP15 to save 15% at whistlekick.com. And don't forget the family page, whistlekick.com/family. I did update it last week. Have you checked? Did you see? Do you know what I did? You're going to find out. All right, everybody. I thank you for coming by. I hope you have an absolutely stupendous day. And I will see you tomorrow. Take care, everybody. Peace.